Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Jürgen. Hi.
Truthfully, towards the end of the second half, I forgot you were down to 10 men. How well do you think the team performed despite being down to 10?
Top. That was really good. We scored the third goal. In that situation, we had still our moments. We had still counterattacks. I thought for never ever training or playing in that formation. The boys did extremely well. They all fought really hard. Yes, you cannot. I think the situations that Bournemouth had were high balls in the box, then header, square, bam. That's really difficult to defend because you cannot avoid all long balls, especially not with a man down. But I thought we did there really well. But of course, there was the first half as well when we were 11-11, and the start in the game was obviously not how we wanted it. And so conceding a first goal after a minute is not good, but if it's then offside, you think, okay, that's the wake-up call you maybe needed today. And then a minute later, we concede another goal. That's obviously, I think another 2 minutes later, we have a yellow card for our goalie. So that's nothing you need. But we're working with human beings, and it happens, and we will figure out why and try to figure out why. And you saw in the game, then we were awake. We were not immediately fluent enough, but that step by step, we found a way into the game and played them pretty well, to be honest. And scored the two goals, which was really good. Had more chances, could have scored there, didn't. Wanted to pick up in the second half there. Yeah, and then after 58 minutes, we were 10 men, and it was a big fight, and that's all right. That's fine.
I'm sure everyone else is going to ask you about VAR and controversial decisions, but I thought I'd ask you about Luis Diaz, especially after the injury he's come back from. Another really positive performance from him, and a standing ovation. You know, how much more can he give?
Oh, Lucho is fit. I think nobody has any doubt about his quality. It's an exceptional goal he scored, absolutely exceptional goal. Top class is in a very good shape, but the second half was really tough for him as well. So being part of this new midfield, that was really hard for him. We could see that. But besides that, as long as he was fresh and everything, he was obviously super a massive threat for everybody. So he's in a good moment, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Rico.
Yeah, I saw it back, and obviously, so I think the amount of times I got now asked about it shows already that it's worth discussing it again, which we will probably do. I saw it back now after in the game. I asked Maka, and he said I touched him, but not really. Okay. Good, then that was all he told me. And then after game, I saw it now back. And I think if you go have a list of points, what we need to give a red card, I think the majority, besides contact, nothing else is actually on no other boxes ticked in that moment. So it's a decision I think we all agree, if he gives a yellow card, the VAR would not overturn it, and I gave a red card, and the VAR is not overturning it because the contact means there's no clear and obvious blah, blah, blah. Mistake, and but now I think we are all the punishment, like 40 minutes with 10 men in that battle today is already punishment enough. But let's see, I don't know. We have to talk to the authorities.
Greg?
Is Trent okay?
I hope so. He told me now he got a kick. It's pretty painful. But as far as he felt, it didn't twist or whatever, it was a kick. And that's why we changed then. But I hope he will be fine.
Chris?
Yeah, horrible. Just first game coming in, and I think we saw Harvey's in a really good moment, but Harvey came on as well in this game, and it was running left and right, and then the heart rate was 240, so probably, and that's pretty much the same for Endo. With the 2 days he had, no surprise. So I did absolutely all right, but he came there, had no clue what to do. I spoke this morning with him about how he, with 11 players, how his position would look. 4-4-1 was not involved in our conversation. And that's it now. I don't think he slept a lot in the last 2 nights, so he came on and threw everything on the pitch he had. And yeah, that's it.
Jürgen, obviously you've had some changes this summer, some personnel changes, and presumably it'll take time for your team to get where you want them to be. But are you quite pleased, with that in mind, are you quite pleased to come out of this with 4 points from the two games, one very difficult away game? This was difficult. So a difficult start today.
Oh, I think that's the minimum what we should expect from these two games. When you have a look at it, it's not that I count games and think where we should win and where we could maybe lose, but when you start at Chelsea, I don't think that any team in the world goes just there and books the points in and says, okay, we have them already. So having their point, and then of course against Bournemouth, against any team, whatever, in the first home game you want to win. So it's an okay start, that's it. If we wouldn't have won, people would have talked differently about it, but that is now fine. But we have obviously big games coming up, the next one, already waiting, and that will be a tough one as well. So yeah, it's all right, but now we have to keep going, obviously.
Last one, Matt.
A
home debut, yeah. Away was not too bad as well, to be honest. Yeah, buddy, all right. We had to hold him back a little bit. He was obviously the only one who really felt like he has power for more. And because we played there, he was part of the double six and running everywhere. I had to hold him back a little bit. But the general like performance level he shows since he's here is really, really good, to be honest. And the involvement in the third goal, obviously, is super important. So this kind of finishing, like his shooting skills, we didn't see yet properly, but we will probably see that more often in the future. But he has a really good finish, and then goalie cannot clear it, and then Diogo can score. So, yeah. It was a good one. Maka's home debut was as impressive, to be honest. He's just not as long. So that's a problem, but that looked really good as well.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you.
Oops.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better?
Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.